chapter 46. Abbess Marian was quietly enjoying the change of season. Paws tucked into her wide sleeves, she glided through the early morning mist that wreathed the orchard as if a cloud had fallen upon it. The coming days would see the beginning of harvest time. Apples ranging from red to russet brown contrasted with mellow golden pears, damp and dawn-dewed. The berries trailing from vine and creeper shone like jewels. Marian paused to look up at the vast abbey rising from the mist. Its warm red sandstone appeared softer, more dusky in the day's first hours. Without warning, the little mole maid, Figgle, came dashing through the misty ground swathe and collided with the abbess. Marian steadied herself against the chestnut tree.
Lack a dear little one, you nearly knocked the paws from under me. What is it?
Figgle held up a fallen elm leaf excitedly.
Arr, lucky, Mum, he leaves be turning brown.
Abbess Marian smiled down at the mole, stroking her head.
It's called autumn. The leaves become like this because trees do not need them in the winter season. You'll be able to help with the harvest, Figgle. I recall last autumn you were too small. Remember Sister Wythe let you sleep most of the day in an apple basket? But now you are big enough to help fill the baskets. Come on, we'd best go into breakfast.
Abbess and Mole Maid were soon swallowed up by the mist as they crossed the lawn toward Redwall's main abbey door.
Can I climb to the top of apple trees, Marm?
No, no, we don't climb the trees. If you shake the lower boughs, the fruit that is ripe will fall.
Bray, then I be a bough shaker, and I shake them good and hard.
You'll have to watch you don't shake any down onto your head. I remember a little mole named Toggart doing that. He was knocked senseless by a big green pineapple.
Hazy sunlight was dispelling the ground mist as Soomin the Squirrel wrapped his javelin on the threshold gate of Redwall. He had travelled through the night to reach the abbey. He knocked once more. Barlam's voice called to him as he paced the path impatiently.
Who goes there? Is it you, Soomin?
Of course it is. You know my knock. Open up, friend.
The recorder mouse swung the gates wide enough to admit the sturdy squirrel. Barlam brushed his paw along Soomin's tail.
Look at you, drenched in dew. Come and dry off.